Let's catch up with Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30, on the restaurant beer front. Always writing some great stuff, including, we talked about this a little bit last week, but if you didn't see it, go back and scroll back at cleveland.com. Great piece on the billfolds made out of the gloves.
I had a fun time with that, talking to Brad Yurkovich down in Kansas, yeah. Yurko Sports. Upcycling baseball gloves into wallets. I love it.
It was, I mean, just fascinating. So if you didn't see the story, scroll back, cleveland.com. You really, really enjoy it. A couple things on the restaurant front. Let me get a couple of closings in here for different reasons. Beer Market first. Let's talk about this. Some Sam McNulty just saying that that's it. They opened this back in, what, 2005?
Yeah, this was interesting because, you know, Sam is such a proponent and champion of the Ohio City neighborhood where Market Garden is. Beer Market and Barcento actually predate Market Garden, and they predate, it also predates Nano Brew, just a few doors down. They're going to be closing it up. Hard to imagine it's been around for 16 years. Great pizza and a phenomenal tap list, really a strong focus of Belgian ales, which makes me pretty happy.
Oh, yeah.
Hope those come back in one way or another. They've decided to, they are shutting down, but they are going to, they're staying in the space. They're going to reopen with a new concept. Now, what that concept is to be determined at this point. They're working on something, going to have a total overhaul, new construction. These guys are great. The owners of Market Garden are fantastic. Sam's a good guy, and as is Mark Premier, his fellow owner in this venture. So it'll be interesting to see. I have full faith in Sam that he'll come up with something that will be just as fun and just as tasty. And also, they will keep the basement bar open, speakeasy, throughout this transition. So that's a good event space, and they draw some people down there as well.
As you say, he's had a passion for Ohio City for some time, and puts his money where his mouth is when it comes to investment. So we'll keep a sharp eye and hope for something good there. Speaking of Ohio City, let's move over to Gordon Square. Sad to see. I know you've been reporting on Sweet Moses closing. What a wonderful ice cream tradition, but you explained the story. It sounded like maybe they thought they had a deal and it fell through, or what happened here? What do we know?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. And this was just such a wonderful addition. I think every neighborhood needs something like this. I think every neighborhood, you can't have, you know, 18 of the same types of places in any neighborhood.
Right.
You know, you and I have talked at length. This is one of the reasons I do enjoy Pinecrest. I think all the places there have their own spin and their own take on whether it's food or a clothing store or something else. I think that's healthy. It draws people in. And I think every neighborhood needs a place like Sweet Moses. Sweet Moses was opened a decade ago. Hard to imagine. March 2011. Joe Crea, our late great food critic, had written about it, and he said the same thing when it opened, that it's just just the right addition to Gordon Square. It was a real throwback vibe to the neighborhood, very old-fashioned soda fountain, marble counter, all of that, tons of sweets, treats, and ice cream, from cookies to brownies to chocolates, and you know, their white cheddar popcorn and all of that. So you know, it's basically a case of exactly what you said. I think they had something in place. It didn't work out. This does happen in business, and they're moving on. So that's a shame to see. But good luck to the owners, and obviously we wish them the best. And hopefully this concept just doesn't die. I think every neighborhood deserves a place like this.
Agreed. All right. Speaking of neighborhoods, let's stay in Gordon Square. As one closes, we have one opening. There's a lot of buzz about Ready Set, and I know Fox 8 had a feature the other morning. They won $20,000 through a contest there. Take me to Ready Set Coffee, Gordon Square.
Ready Set Coffee Roasters. I love your pun there. I don't even think you intended it with all the buzz about it. But no, a couple things here. Owned by siblings, Chris and Molly Allen, along with a business partner, Jeff Dangerman. Chris Allen plays in a couple bands, so expect music to be a theme here. My colleague Annie Nikoloff wrote the story about them coming in. She covers food and music, so this was right up her alley. And, you know, they're saying, we want coffee geeks and just your average coffee lover in here. They've got a mission, and they're on it. And this has been something in the works for a while. And you also alluded to The chain reaction,
yeah.
Cleveland's chain reaction yeah. competition, business pitch program, they recently just took second place. That earned them $20,000. So they clearly are showing that they've got a business plan in place, and they hope to do good things. So, again, another type of Gordon Square shop that looks to do well. Ready Set Coffee Roasters just opened this week in Gordon Square.
Wish him the best of luck. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.